În seara aceasta am să aduc înaintea noastră un mesaj din Cartea de Genesei, capitolul 49, versetul 22. Dacă doriți să deschideți Bibliile la Genesa, capitolul 49, versetul 22. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine beside a spring. Its branches climb over the wall. And again, Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine beside a spring. Its branches climb over the wall. Tonight, God put on my heart to And it's kind of strange how this message came to me. I shared the story with a few of my friends. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and I had some work to do, and I was working until like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I went to sleep exhausted. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard a noise right next to my bed, as if. And I, for me, when I woke up, I thought it's my wife walking to my bed, and she was staring at me. She was watching me. She was looking at me. So, being exhausted, I still woke up. I woke up because the noise was so real to me. And I looked around. Nobody was around me. I went to the bedroom and well enough, the kids were there, everybody was there, like, say, okay, everything is fine. My wife was sleeping. And then I took that as a sign that God told me, you need to pray for your family. So I start praying, but I was, again, I was so tired. I think the prayer was about 20 seconds long, and I went back to sleep. Before I slept, I start preaching to myself. I start talking to myself, and this message came to my mind. I hope, for me, it was so powerful that it made me think the whole day, the next day. And I just pray that tonight I can reveal to you what God told me that night. And the message is about myself. It's about you. It's about what is in your heart. What do you have in your heart? There's many things that you can have in your heart. And I'm not going to talk about what is in your heart, because that it's up to you. That it's up to you to make that decision, to analyze yourself, to see what is deep down in your heart. What I can try to do tonight is bring you some ideas, what should be in your heart according with the scripture, and what shouldn't be in your heart. This is not based of my knowledge and based of my understanding. It's based of what I found in Scripture. So I pray to God that tonight I can pass that to you in the minutes I have. Maybe tonight you came with a bitter heart. Maybe sometimes, you know, this week, this past year, you had so many things going on in your life that your heart is completely full with bitterness, with worry, with thoughts that, you know, you don't know what you're going to do next week, or your bank account is pretty low and you're stressing out about it. Maybe you have hate towards something, towards somebody. Maybe you have different kind of plans, like plans to, you know, to achieve something. I don't know what is in your heart, but I know what Scripture tells me to have in my heart and not to have in my heart. The thing is, many times when I complain, many times when I worry, many times when I have thoughts that actually they shouldn't be in my mind, I have them because that's what is in my heart. My heart reveals And it's, the thoughts of my heart are revealed through my actions or by my actions. Whatever it's in my heart, I show it. Whatever it's in my heart, you guys can see it. I can fake it maybe for a while, but eventually it's gonna come out. Every time when we complain against a situation, we're not doing anything else but to complain against God. Every time when we have hateful thoughts towards a person, towards a situation, it's nothing else but we have hateful thoughts towards God. Why? Because if we believe the scripture, we know that all things is for us, is working for our own benefit. So if that is the truth, and I yet have hateful thoughts, I'm still worried, those thoughts, those worries are directed to God. You say, it's not true. Those thoughts are directed to the person who hurt me so bad. The Bible says, no, it's not true. And how do I know that? How do I know that? Let's look at Jesus' example, for instance. Do you guys know the story? Jesus being on a cross, being crucified, nailed, beaten, so brutal that you couldn't recognize his face. And in those moments, he didn't have any sin. He didn't do anything again to anybody, and yet he was crucified. And what did he do? He looks down to them, he looks down to me, and he prays. He prays for me. He prays for you. What was in Jesus' heart was nothing but love, submission to God's plan. See, when I'm crucified, when you are crucified, when I'm going through problems and through tough times, when you're doing the same thing, when you're crucified by your problems and by the trials of your life, that's when your true heart is being revealed. The way you react to your situation tells you what you have in your heart. The way you respond to somebody or to some situation reveals what is in your heart. Many times we think that it's kind of hard to follow the scripture. The scripture has so many things that presents us that it's, tell the truth, like many times I'm dealing with youth and I'm so blessed to actually be able to serve them. And every time when I actually present them, Jesus Christ as an example says, but that's kind of too hard for us. Yeah, it's true, Jesus was that, but we're not like Jesus. I want to remind you, Jesus was a man like me and you. He was subject to everything that I'm subject of. Not as God, but as a man. He was subject to everything that I am, that I'm going through. So how can I say that I cannot follow Jesus' footsteps when he said, I'm God, but I'm going to leave that away. So I become flesh. I want to be part of what you are being part of. I'm going to be one as you are. I want to suffer the way you suffer. So you can follow me. In Revelations 4:11, I want to read that to you. I'm going to put a marking here. Revelation 4:11 pretty much tells me what is the meaning of my life. What is the reason for my existence or for anybody's existence? And if you guys want to open the book, the Bible, to Revelation chapter 11, it says this, our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Because you have created all things. And because of you, of your will, they exist and they were created. So what's the purpose of our existence? What's the meaning of our existence? To bring glory to God. Nothing else but to bring glory to God. John 15:8 says, Jesus, these are Jesus Christ's words. My Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciple. How can I glorify God? We have to produce fruit. We have to produce fruit. Now, if we go back to where we started tonight, Genesis 49. I want to look at this passage. It says, Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine besides a spring. Its branches climb over the wall. First of all, Joseph was able to be a fruitful vine. Question, how can I accomplish the same thing? This is Abraham's, Jacob blessings at the end of his life. And he says, this is my son, Joseph. He's a fruitful vine. Jesus Christ in John 15:8 says, my Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit. You are fruitful. So how can I accomplish that? Joseph was able to accomplish this because he had few things that he followed. He had few things that he applied to his life. And first of all, he was fruitful because he was a person, according with Romans 1:13, he was a person who was winning souls. We ought to win souls for God. How can I be fruitful? Romans 1:13, win souls for God. Tell somebody, tell your friend about Jesus Christ. And I like the second part of this phrase. And when you have to, use words. Isn't that powerful? How can I talk about God without using words? Just be yourself. Let the thoughts of your heart to be revealed to those around you. Whatever is in your heart is shown through your actions. Question. Can we do that? Can we just sit in one place, whatever you are, at work, at school, and just be an example, be a light by saying nothing? Spread the gospels, the gospel of Christ, through your example, the way you live your life. Second, Romans 6:22, striving to be holy. Desiring to be holy. Wanting to be holy. Joseph did just that. Whatever he came upon him, he said, do you know that Joseph is one of the few person in the Bible that there's no sin recorded to his account? Doesn't mean that he didn't sin. But there's nothing in the Bible that says Joseph sinned. Joseph fought to be right with God, to be right with his creator by choosing the right things when he had to face those temptations and so other things. Like you and I can do it, and we have to do it. Colossians 1:10 says, another way you can actually show fruitfulness is by doing good works. And I'm not going to expand that because it's so big, doing good works. But we are called to do good works. Help. Involve. Supporting. Going to mission trips. And the last one, Hebrews 13:15 says, praising God. We're fruitful by praising God. By me giving glory to God, I bear fruit. By me praising God, I bear fruit. Are we doing any of these things? If yes, you are on the right track. All these four passages that I told you, they're not doing anything else, that they're leading to Galatians 5:22 and 23, where it says, the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm not going to go over them because time is running out. Why should I follow this model? Because Mark 11 tells me the fig tree. We see the fig tree in parable in Mark 11. And the parable talks about a fig tree that actually Jesus was walking by a fig tree one of these days, and he saw that he didn't bear any fruit. And then Jesus looked at that tree and said, you know what? You be cursed. And you will never bear any kind of fruit ever. Next day, the disciples went by the same fig tree and it was completely dry. What that tells me, if my life does not produce fruit for God, if I'm not fruitful for God, and I'm not satisfying God, my life doesn't have any meaning. If I'm not following whatever the scriptures tells me, whatever you're trying, whatever desires you have in your heart, whatever thoughts you have in your heart, hatred, passions about, you know, earthly things, whatever you have in your heart does not make you happy or accomplished at all. If Jesus Christ walks by you tonight and you're like just this fig tree, you're just dry. You can fake that you're happy. You can fake that you're accomplished, but you're not. Guess what? You're dry inside. How many actors do we know? How many people in Hollywood do we know? They have money, fame, everything that's around them, and yet they take their own lives. Why? Because they're so empty. They're so dry inside. Why? Because they're not fruitful. What is in your heart? Do we bear fruit? Or we are dry? Or we just like to come to church and sit in our benches and do nothing? Go home and do nothing. Go to work and do nothing. Casting shadow on this earth for nothing. What is in your heart? We are called, we are created. Your own existence, it's not to please yourself. It's not to accomplish your desires, but it's to bring glory to God. And if you are accomplished those things by bringing glory to God, that's better. That's perfect. But what is the passion that drives you? What's the reason that drives you? Is to bring glory to God? Or is it to please your own self? Think about it. How was Joseph able to be a fruitful person? How was Joseph able to bear fruit? The second passage, the second part of this passage, it says, Joseph is a fruitful vine. This is the first one. The second one, a fruitful vine beside a what? A spring, a well, a river. We know what river means. We know what water means, right? It's the word of God. Joseph was fruitful because he was rooted in this Bible. He was rooted in the word of God. He was rooted in Christ. We can accomplish those things. Everything that I talked about tonight, it's unaccomplishable because if we're not rooted to Christ. We have to be rooted in the Word of God. That's the only way we can actually do it. The result of all these things, everything that I talk about, sums up to two things. What do you have in your heart? it's love or anything else. Because see, we cannot accomplish all the things. We cannot bear fruit. We cannot be productive in any way if we don't have love in our heart. And that night at 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt like God is telling me the problem that we are having as a church, as a body, we're lacking love to one another. Instead of having love in our hearts, we have reasons, we have hate. You might be right, but it's not about you. It's about God and who created you. The true fruit comes from Christ, and we know Christ was love. Let's just analyze ourselves tonight and tomorrow and the day after. And think about, like, what is in my heart? What is inside of me? Do I bear fruit? Do I have Christ in my life? And if you don't, try to be rooted in this Bible, because that's the only way we can succeed. God bless you guys.